Join us for Girls Try Hockey Free on February 9th at Sharks Eye San Jose, where girls ages 4 through 9 can learn the basics of hockey in a fun, safe environment with our trained coaching staff, no experience necessary. With skates and equipment provided, this exciting event offers a perfect introduction to the sport while building confidence and fostering a love for hockey. For more information, email groupsales@sjsharks.com or visit sjsharks.com/girlstryhockey.
It's now time for CUDA Coach's Corner. Here's Barracuda voice Nick Nolenberger with head coach John McCarthy.
Welcome back to CUDA Coach's Corner. Nick Nolenberger joined alongside by head coach John McCarthy. How would you assess last night's game?
I thought we gave ourselves a chance to win the game. I thought we were in the game. Obviously, didn't get the 2 points. Just got to be harder in all areas. I think it was, they won some more of the loose pucks, probably won the net front battle, all of these identity areas that we talk about for our own team. So just kind of dial it up in those areas tonight. I didn't think there were any gaping mistakes or breakdowns. Just got to be a little bit harder in all areas tonight and get 2 points.
You guys went on the power play 6 times. They went on the power play 5. It was a pretty heavily influenced special teams game. There was a lot of emotion, too. For your team in those situations, one, to avoid the box, but also avoid some of the extra stuff. Do you feel like if you have a little more composure in those situations, you're going to have more success? And how do you go about doing that a little bit?
Yeah, we have to keep our composure in those instances. I thought we took some penalties that we didn't have to take and put ourselves down, which, you know, that would be the one, I guess, answering the first question, that would be the one area that we do have to clean up. I think it's all about having a 60-minute focused effort, focus on the 2 points. There's nothing that's more important than coming out of here with the win. So, you know, if you kind of approach it that way, that should clean itself up.
This is the official halfway point of the year. You're in a good spot. It's a cluster of teams kind of fighting for positioning. But how would you describe the state of your team halfway through?
Yeah, you know, I think we've been able to bank some wins, which has been good, and you know, we're still in a good spot in the standings. It's getting tight. The cluster of teams you referenced is getting tighter. So, but you know what? We got some stuff that we can do better. I think we can defend harder. I think we can get to the net more. I think, you know, this is kind of how the season goes. We're working on some different areas. But you know, I think it's been good that we have been able to have some success, and you know, some guys have kind of shown their potential.
For young players, the game is a lot different early in the year as teams get more confidence, get more comfortable with each other. I think the tempo and speed increases, the skill increases as well. So for a young player who's in his first year and just getting used to the league, how do they have to adjust maybe from the start of the year to this point of the year and moving forward?
Yeah, there's, you know, the people talk about it all the time. The younger players tend to hit a little bit of a wall coming from junior, coming from college or Europe. You know, so I think it's about, you know, coming every day refreshed, coming in, looking to get better every day. You know, I think that can clean that up and, you know, make sure we're continuing to take strides in the right direction.
You talked about last night going into the game, the key was going to be a good start. Is that, again, the key tonight in a hostile building, and how do you go about accomplishing that?
Yeah, it is. I think, you know what, I liked our start last night. I did think we did some good things, and then, you know, a lot of special teams. It was a choppy period. But, yeah, I think you got to think about winning your first shift. I think we got to go out, take care of the puck, play in the OZ, establish some momentum there, and then every line I want to feed off the previous line's performance.
You go with Gabe Carrier, and the Nets hasn't played much in this league. He's been successful when he has. He's been very good in the ECHL. How does everybody in front of him help him out tonight, though?
Yeah, I think exactly what I talked about. Taking care of the puck, you know, when the puck is in our zone, ending plays, closing hard, and then taking care of the puck as well. No turnovers at the lines. You know, that typically leads to odd man rushes against, looking to avoid those at all costs.
Coach, we appreciate it. As always, best of luck tonight.
Thank you.
That was Barracuda head coach John McCarthy. Stand by. Opening faceoff between the Barracuda and the Canucks is coming up next.